Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for calling Blog Talk. Well, we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Well, I'm your host, Ms. Reddy. We have a rule on Blog Talk. We ask that you do not use profanity. And we also ask that you please put your phones on mute so that we can hear everyone else when they're speaking. On tonight, we're having an open discussion. I'm waiting for callers to give me a call in. We're live every Friday night at 310-982. We're live every Friday night at 310-982-4126. Thank you for listening. Okay, on tonight, we're having an open discussion. Like I said before, I find it very odd that people lie all the time and they don't tell the truth. I also find it very hard to understand why people steal, people kill, and people do bad things. But I know that in life, everybody do different things, and I find it very amazing that no one is telling each other, no one is helping each other. No one is telling each other the truth about things. Nobody is just being realistic about things that's happening in the world on today. Everyone's answers are, I don't want anything to do with it. I find it quite interesting that if you don't say anything about anything that's happening, no one will understand and no one will listen. Nobody has the opportunity nowadays to actually help if you don't ask for help. I also feel like no one is paying attention to the things that's going on around us. If no one is paying attention to the things that's around us, then nobody can help you. A lot of different people tell me nowadays that everybody's just trying to, let stuff go, and they're not trying to be bothered with things that's going on in the world because everyone's afraid that somebody is going to talk bad about them or judge them if they try to help somebody or if they try to just say something to the next person. I find it interesting that we as people are not standing up and actually helping our children or anything. I experienced a situation on this past week where my son had a phone stolen from him at the school. And when the phone was stolen, nobody done anything. And when nobody done anything, I felt very upset and irate. I called the principals. I told the principals if they could possibly try to get him some help. I spoke about this on last week as well. Nobody got him any help. As the week progressed, I also found it astonishing that my son also went to the recreation center at the Parks in the Woods Recreation Center out in Duncanville, and he had his wallet stolen. And no one actually gave help to him. And nobody gave help to the guy either who stole it. I mean, I was a parent. I was upset. Nobody took the measures to even help him. And I felt that that was something that was very interesting to myself because no one is listening or paying attention to anything that's going on in the world nowadays. Everybody is just thinking about themselves. People are being more selfish. And I think that God has it set up for us to actually, I don't think that God has it actually set up for us to not pay attention to the things that's going on in the world. I feel like God wants us to start paying attention to everything that's going on, and we're all lost, and we're not paying attention to anything that's going on. And I really find it hard to believe that people are not paying attention to our children. I think that we should all pay attention to our children more than what we're doing in the world today. Our children are being lost. Things are happening to them more often than usual. Everyone needs to stand up and start paying attention. Nobody is focusing on the things that's going on around us, and that's disturbing to myself. And I wish somebody would start paying attention to the things that's going on around them, because it's making no sense that nobody is listening and nobody is paying attention. Nobody is doing anything. Everybody is just being there. Nobody is doing anything. On tonight, I don't have any callers yet, but I'm still talking, and I like for you all to call in to Street Talk and just have a conversation with me at 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. I'm on live every Friday night on Street Talk. Hello, caller. How are you on tonight?
All right. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm on, and I'm just having an open discussion on tonight. I'm finding it interesting that nobody is paying attention to anything that's going on around them today in the world. Things are changing. The world is changing. Things are changing. Friends are changing. People are changing. What do you feel about the things that's going on around you? Have you experienced anything where nobody is paying attention to the things that's going on around yourself?
Well, not really. Just maybe like today, like my son was at a stop sign and he got hit. And well, he didn't get hurt, thank God, but it messed his car up. Two people hit. Well, one person hit him, and the other person, well, somebody hit somebody and ran into him. And you know, like I'm trying to figure out how, you know, you at a stop sign. He had a stop sign, and I don't know, he just got hit and it totaled his car.
You said this time
I guess I'm like, you know, you're driving. Yeah, you're driving and you're not paying attention while you're driving. And it's, you know, it's kind of crazy because you have to drive for everybody, you know?
Yeah, you have to drive for everybody nowadays. You can't not pay attention. Nobody's paying attention to anything nowadays in the world. And that's something that concerns myself. That's what I was saying. I was talking about when my son's phone got stolen. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody's doing anything. Nobody's taking action. Even at the hospitals nowadays, nobody's paying attention. I apologize that nobody helped your son. What did they do? Did any police come out or anything to help your son?
Well,
with
yeah,
the
they came out. Oh, yeah. He got a ticket. He had to drive. He had to stop by, and he got a ticket, so. Somebody's driver's license. But they still
you
gave
say
him
a ticket.
They gave
you say
him
you got
a ticket. And the police was well, my daughter went, and as my daughter was talking to him, you know, he was being real sarcastic. The officer was being real sarcastic, you know. You know, they think it's funny. And then I found it, I was watching the news tonight, and the police officer wanted to make it a law to where we can't take pictures, you know, get in 15 feet. They're going to make it a law against us taking pictures of them, you know, with their 15 feet.
You said the police. I have a lot of new callers. Hello, y'all. Welcome to Street Talk. We're on live on tonight. We're just having an open discussion about things that's going on in the world that nobody's paying attention to, and everybody is not paying attention to the things that's going on in the world. I have a caller online named Jesus, and she said that even the police are being sarcastic when they pull you over and things of that nature, and she's finding it interesting that nobody's paying attention to anything that's going on as far as they hit her son, they ran into her son, they gave her son a ticket, and then that was being sarcastic. What do y'all think that some of the things that you can do to help as people? I mean, this is the streets. We live in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And we need to be able to help each other when things like this go on with nobody's paying attention. What do y'all think some of the measures that we can take in order to start helping each other, start paying more attention to the things that's going on around us?
Do you hear the blood sound?
I have a call. When I speak to you all, I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and I would like y'all to just introduce yourself. Just say hello to all our Street Talk listeners. Okay, I'm going to start with the first caller. The caller at 5840. Say hello. Well, 8517, say hello. Hello, Street Talk listeners, can y'all hear me?
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
This is Pratt.
You said this is Black?
Pratt, Pratt, calling from Oak Cliff.
This is Fred. Hey, Fred, how are you on tonight?
Oh.
Okay. Have you encountered any experiences where people are not paying attention? What do you find that's going on in the world today that you would like to speak about on tonight that you're finding that is different from what it used to be?
I don't know. I was just listening in.
Okay, we were just speaking about how things are changing in the world and how nobody's paying attention to anything that's going on around them, and we need to all start being aware. I have a caller at 1753. Hello, how are you?
All right.
You're all right? Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah,
this is Black. You're
Black from Oak Cliff.
Black Oak Cliff, how are you on tonight, Black?
I'm good. I just want to let the world. I don't see how I see it because that black man got hung off of Mississippi. And what's changing about it? The white people still doing the same old shit they used to do.
We have a couple of rules on Street Talk. We can't cuss, but you can share anything that you would like to share. But we cannot use profanity on Street Talk. But you can talk about anything that you would like to, but you can't cuss. So go ahead and share with us.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. You got the dude got hung in Mississippi. They found him dead down the street from his house, and I'm trying to see like, come on, white people, what man? I thought y'all was supposed to be. Like Martin Luther King said, we supposed to be all together as one. Y'all still doing the same thing, so stepping on us and not trying to help us. What's going on?
Yeah, then they said something like, and they were saying something like they not sure if it was a suicide or something like that, and it wasn't no suicide. They did that.
They know they didn't. Come on, he got to go and see from there. He's been on probation. He's been going to report 10 years. He's done 10 years in prison. Come on, man. How, why did he choose now to go AWOL and step down the street from his house with a cheat instead of a rope? So they're trying to make it seem like it was a suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You said they're trying to make it seem like it was a suicide.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I can't hear what you were saying. You said they're trying to say that it was a suicide.
Instead of a lynching. Because they found him down the street from his house and it was a bed sheet instead of a rope, so they were trying to say it was suicide. But he didn't go on the report after he done 10 years on paper. He been on parole and on papers and his PO and parole officer was like he hadn't been getting in no trouble. He hadn't been doing nothing. He'd been doing everything right. You know what I'm saying? Why would he choose when he first got out not to kill himself? Why would he wait all these years later to do it now?
For real.
Okay, so you're saying, I didn't catch the news, so you're enlightening me on some of the things that's going on. So you're saying that a guy, you have to say clearly because I can't actually hear you. I can hear some of what you're saying, but you're not speaking clearly into the phone.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you now. Let's discuss it.
Okay. Yeah, they were just saying he the black dude had got found down the street from his house, right?
Yeah.
And they were saying he committed suicide because it was with a bed sheet instead of a rope. And I'm saying I know it wasn't no suicide because he had done time and all that. Why would he wait all these years? And he'd been reporting and he hadn't went AWOL, hadn't violated probation or parole. Why would he wait all this time to kill himself now?
Y'all feel like the police officers killed him, or y'all feel like somebody else killed him?
I feel like the white folks like him.
Y'all feel like some racist stuff going on. Why would you wait all this time? Yeah, they're trying to cover it up because all these things that happened with these young dudes, that the police done killed these young dudes, black dudes. They don't want it to be no all-out race war after the little Selma done came out, all that.
They trying to make cover it up, trying to make it seem like he committed suicide.
Wow. And I also saw
where the police, they trying to make it a law against taking pictures of them up close. You know, like, you know how stuff be going on and you get your camera and take pictures of them? They trying to make it a law against that also.
I seen on CNN, off in Virginia, they had stopped this black dude about his ID. They shook him down and handled him real rough. And he was a student at Virginia. They said they just been the Virginia student, the Virginia police been handling all like the black dudes, black kids and stuff up there at the Virginia high school. I mean Virginia College. Races up there in Virginia.
Wow.
Trying to cover the police force.
I find that very interesting. I mean, because things are going on and nobody is paying attention and nobody is actually taking a stand. No one is actually saying, hey, look, people are not making people aware of things. People are covering up things. And I am finding it very interesting that some of our higher authority people are not doing what they're asked to do as well. I mean, or not surrendering help. You know, y'all are saying they're not surrendering help to those who need help.
When they do stuff like that, go ahead.
The people that's sitting in high positions, they rich enough that like they comfortable enough in their own skin, as long as it ain't their kids and grandkids. if they don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? They can put up a little front as long as they get enough. I give to my foundation or your foundation, your charity this, your charity that. You're helping us. You ain't helping us.
And then they so good about it. I mean, it's so good for them to when they get in trouble or the law, when they get in trouble out there in the street, they hurt somebody or kill somebody or something, they get the office desk. They stay in the office. You know, they don't have to, they're just be in the office doing work, or they might get off with pay or something like that. You know, it's crazy to where they don't even get punished for it.
Yeah, and let it be celebrity or somebody rich kids. They get, let us get the same case that they get just because we don't have no money to fight it. We're going to get a life sentence, man. When they can get right out, get probation. And go right home, get out the same day I left, man. We get no buns and all that just for that. That's how they trap us with no buns and all that because they know we can't afford it or they want to take everything we own, put your house up, your cars, and all that.
Everything
we don't work, take it from us anyway. Trap us, try to trap and try to get us here.
In the Bible, it states that knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scuffles, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And that's speaking pretty much about living in the last days. And, I mean, that's going to show y'all that we are living in the last days and people are doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. And authority figures are overlooking the things that's going on in the world just to get a paycheck. I mean, and even not authority figures. I mean, it's just people within itself. Nobody's speaking out. Nobody's speaking up. Nobody's talking. Nobody's saying that it's wrong. Everybody is so concerned about doing their own things. Nobody is worried about if it's not directly hurting them, they're finding it not their business. Nobody's talking. I mean, police officers are set up to actually help us, and we're not realizing that police officers are actually set up to help us, not hinder us. And if they're actually doing the job that they are that they're supposed to do, then they are supposed to help us. Y'all are aware of that, right? Most of us as people forget that they are set up as peace officers. They're supposed to give peace. They're supposed to go by law. The law is set up by law. Law is itself. It stands. The law is the law. We can't break the law. We can't buck the law. But with that all being said, you know, the truth is the truth and a fact is a fact. I mean, you can't change a fact, you know, and if we're doing things wrong and nobody's standing up for it, then, I mean, maybe they're feeling like, have y'all took into consideration that maybe they're feeling like they want us to just all kill each other off so that their job can be easier. Have y'all paid attention to that? So that goes with us raising our kids, go back to us raising our kids, right, telling, helping our families and doing things that we're supposed to do as people, you know what I'm saying? Instead of letting things slide, we need to start speaking out, start saying that wrong is wrong and start calling right is right, showing kids what's right and what's wrong, showing each other what's right and what's wrong, calling each other on the phone, helping each other, you know what I'm saying?
That's true, too, but then this is the thing I'm trying to figure. But what about when these people are in the right? Oh, they're not doing nothing wrong, and these officers are still killing these people. Because they, I mean, and their excuse is they didn't abide, they didn't do what they wanted them to do or something like that. But then that's really not true on some of the cases. Because some of these men are getting killed, and they really not doing, they doing what they're supposed to do.
They just using their authority. That's all they doing. And really, they've been racist from the jump. They was raised racist, and they using they position just to kill a black man. Really.
I mean, we all know that racism still exists, but we have to still take counter. Count of our own actions. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? We have to learn that.
to stay okay. away from that. We got to put our
I didn't hear you. Go ahead. You got said. Go ahead.
On how you dress. I got the light
you
on
said,
so Tate can see.
You said it's on how you dress.
On how you carry yourself. On how you raise. On how we raise our generation, the next generation of young men. You got to have your. If you have self-respect, then, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to worry about your child or your nephew or nobody's grandson or nobody's kid disrespecting nobody. You're going to give respect because that's what you was taught. Not
that's
saying
what I'm
everybody going to do it.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's making the kids do that nowadays. Are you aware of that? Have you paid attention? When you go outside, you
yeah.
see kids You see kids cussing among people, and then some of us as parents are saying, the next person better not touch my kid because that's not their kid. This is not your kid. Don't touch my kid.
Exactly.
It's like everything
we
gotta, is healthy.
We got away from the village raising the kids. Our grandparents taught us. You know, once the village raised the kids, everything was all right. That's what made CEOs and all type of politicians and all type of other beauticians and barbers and other people own the business because we was inspired to not to do wrong. You know what I'm saying? You know you done all your wrong early in life because you gonna get your butt toe up lesson. You gonna go to jail. You know it wasn't nothing out of being bad. So you inspired to own your own stuff to get out and be somebody because that's how we was raised. Nowadays these kids being taught how to get in traps or pop this or smoke this or strip and do all of
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody's teaching our youth. Like how can I express go ahead. You can go ahead. Say what you say.
Okay.
What were you going to say? What I'm saying is nobody is taking the time to even say, like, how can I put it? We have nieces and nephews. We have sisters and brothers. Nobody is actually going and knocking on doors saying, hey, it's time for you to get up. It's time for you to go get a job. It's time for you to work. Nobody's giving positive motivation to our kids. Nobody's giving positive motivation to the family. People are so stuck on trying to get over on one another that nobody's noticing that, hey, while you're getting over on somebody, somebody else is getting over on you. So everybody should start just being truthful. That's what I'm saying. Y'all have to bring out the facts and things. Start noticing that things are going on in the world. Go knock on the door and tell your brother or sister. When you see them doing something wrong, don't apply it. Don't laugh at it. Let them know it's wrong. What you're doing is wrong. Do y'all agree or disagree with what I'm saying?
Well, I agree.
Okay, so we can't agreement on this song. That's what I'm saying. Somebody have to agree to tell somebody something. That's why I say each one teach one. And I don't agree with the way things are going. And I mean, y'all are speaking about how these police officers are allowing things to go on in this world. The police are getting to the point where they're afraid to do things as well because I mean they have cases going against them. I mean, we have help professionals. People suing help professionals when they're just trying to help. You know what I'm saying? But you also have people in the health professions now that just at work just to get the money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to pay attention. People are trying to help, but if nobody's actually being nice to them while they're doing their job, then how do we get help? You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all open up. Talk to me. We on street talk. Let's talk tonight.
Okay, listen. This is what I'm saying. Okay, so many, they feel, I guess, because these people in this area treat you this way, speaking of authority, then wherever you go, you're going to treat everybody like, because one person treats you down, treats you bad or talk crazy to you, every other person look like that person or similar to that person, you're going to dog them out. Okay, it's a law. It's like you say, it's the law. If you come to me and I'm speeding or I did something wrong, you talk to me and I'm giving you respect, then you should just do your job. But they go on and beyond, and then people will be trying to be respectful, just like that man in I forgot wherever it was where they put they killed him. They put their feet on his head and they say he was doing the right thing. He was listening to them, but they was treating him so rough and putting their
knees on his head and everything else, that's because of what they did to somebody else in that town. You know what I'm saying? In Ferguson or wherever.
Mm-hmm. I understand. But it's the way you try to be respectful. Go ahead.
I can't hear you. No, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
No, I said, what are we doing about the situation? We're not doing nothing about it. That's what I'm saying. When do we actually sit up and when do we actually stand up and say what take responsibility for the things that's going on? I mean, when do we actually say, hey, this is wrong, do right? When do we start doing right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know, we need to fight against that, about them wanting to take a, why, what's the problem with us? If you're getting arrested and they treat you rough, and so I see how they treat you, and I'm filming you on my phone or recording you on my phone, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, well, then they want to make a law against that. They want to make a law against that. They don't want us to be able to be close to them. They say maybe you could still do it, but not close enough, I guess, where you could see what's really going on.
Well, are you aware that they have video cameras themselves as well on the cars that they're going by? And I understand that videos can be erased and,
they get you in a spot where you're not on the video, too. It was something, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I know that the way they had it, they were not in view of the video camera when they did something, something happened like that. But somebody caught it on their phone.
Okay, but in the Bible, what goes on in the dark comes to the light anyway. And if you know that and you all start staying prayed up, y'all have to get more into your Bible and understand that what's going on in this world ain't no secret. Stuff has been going on forever. History repeats itself. I mean, all these things are in the Bible. And so y'all have to know how to handle it. And the only way you're going to learn how to handle it is if you get in the Bible. And, I mean, just because somebody do you wrong don't mean for you to do them wrong either. And, I mean, the naked truth is when we all get grown, when we turn 18, we feel like we're going to do our own thing. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, ain't nobody on this phone can tell me that they didn't feel like, when you turn 18, you was going to do your own thing. Your own thing was to get grown. You know what I'm saying? And as the kids getting grown, too, they graduating high school, that's like they're going to be grown, too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody sitting back smoking, chilling, kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go to work and trying to get over. You know what I'm saying? People just trying to live. You know what I'm saying? But while we're trying to live, we're forgetting about the Bible. We're not practicing. We're not telling our kids. Everybody's scared to get in the Bible now. Everybody's fighting over which religion is the true religion. Nobody's saying just get in the Bible and dissect it for yourself. Nobody's teaching the kids responsibility. Nobody's teaching the kids honesty. Nobody's teaching the kids respect. You know what I'm saying? And if we're not teaching our kids that, if they see us doing wrong, then they're going to do wrong too. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to find a way to get over. You know what I'm saying? Inside our household, we have to start opening up. Not even just inside the household, when you go outside in public and you see somebody walking around, start saying some positive things to them. Start encouraging more people. Start showing, I mean, everybody say that nobody's being honest. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's being honest no more. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, like, you know what I'm saying? Like they say, don't say nothing. If you don't say nothing, you're not lying. Right or wrong, true or false?
That's true.
So everybody's turning the other cheek. But what happens to turning the other cheek when people are doing bad things? You don't turn the other cheek. You're supposed to say, hey, that's wrong. That's not in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? But you're not there to judge nobody. You can't judge anybody. But if you get yourself together, if everybody work on themselves, then everybody will understand it. And if we work on ourselves, when I say we're working on ourselves, I mean working on ourselves, our household, our kids, our friends, our families, bringing the families back together. Stop shutting your families out. We was born. It's not a secret that we was born to people that we have to be around regardless. You know what I'm saying? And these people that we call our friends, we go out and meet. We meet our friends. We consider our friends for different reasons. You know what I'm saying? But at some point in life, you got to understand that the same people that you call your friends, the same people that's in your family, you have to stand up for them and encourage them to do the right thing. when you see them doing something wrong, speak on it. Stop being scared. Why everybody afraid?
Yeah.
I have college.
I understand what you're saying.
That's the way they do. That's the way they do in the streets. Everybody get quiet when nobody don't want to say nothing. Start talking. These streets call.
Yeah.
Call. Have I lost my calling?
No, I'm here.
They say when you start telling the truth, everybody start getting quiet.
Now, I agree with what you're saying. I do.
Okay. Well, let's y'all the Bible verses. When we face challenges, we can turn to the all powerful Creator God. His strength and His renewal can help us face our fears and do the impossible. In the day when I cry out, you answer me and made me bold with strength in my soul. That's Psalms 138:3. I find that very encouraging. Also, Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What do y'all think about that? That's a very powerful Bible verse, I think. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Why are we so afraid of anybody else besides God? He's the one
that's the only person we should be. Yeah, that's the only one we should fear.
That's what I'm saying. He's protecting us. He's the one that's making us live every day. He's the one that's providing for us. Why are we so afraid of everybody else? Why can't we just speak and tell each other that something is wrong? I understand that they say we should not judge other people, but you're not judging the person if you're just being polite and letting them know that what they're doing is wrong. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah.
It says, I was reading a passage where it says, when we were young and fearful of the dark, it will make all the differences in our parents or our big brothers. It will make a big difference if our parents or big brothers was there to protect us. On a far grander scale, when we have the protection of the most powerful beings in the universe, how can anything make us afraid? God's light delivers us from the darkness of the evil world, and His strength saves us and alleviates our fears. That speaks within itself. You know what I'm saying? God's light delivers us from the darkness of the evil world. His strength saves us and alleviates our fears. You shouldn't be afraid of anything but God. So tonight, I would like to encourage people to start speaking out on things that's going on around them. Start speaking to our youth. Start paying attention to our family and our friends. Start being more closer to the people that's around you. Start encouraging one another. Allow everybody to know that it's okay. It's okay when things go wrong. Give them encouraging words. Help a friend get to work. I mean, whatever happened to not charging a person gas if you already have gas in your car to get to work? Whatever happened to sharing food that's inside your house to feed people when they're hungry? Whatever happened to saying, I can help you babysit for free? Y'all know when you leave, the money can't go with you. So greed. Mm-hmm. People say money is the root of all evil. Money is a piece of paper. Money ain't got up and hitting now one of us. We're hitting each other for the money. We're hurting each other for the money. It's the things you're doing for the money that's changing the world. And I mean, I know that all of us want to be rich. All of us want to be. People want to be rich and people want to be famous. But guess what? If you be rich and you famous and you don't have no knowledge of the Bible, you just an inconsiderate person. I mean, what are you gonna do with the money? What y'all gonna do with y'all money when y'all get it?
Can't take it with you, like you said.
So why is everybody so So why is everybody so eager to get money? Callers, I have a lot of callers on. I have 4 callers that's on right now. I want to know, what are y'all going to do with money? If I was to give you $1,000, if I was to give you $1 million right now, what would you do with the money? Let's go around the table. Start a caller from phone number 3657. What are you going to do with $1 million if you was to get it right now?
Spin it. I don't know. I could do the new number, spin it. Try to get a business or something like that. But I know one thing about it. Like you said, you can't take it with you. Take care of my family, you know, and help. I help people now when I can. So I feel like I would help somebody, you know, try to give her. Like I see people, I seen something one time where a guy had went about, like, you know, he see homeless people, and he went about like food and stuff, passing it out to homeless people and stuff like that. You know, mm-hmm. If I had it like that, I give now to people when I can. If I got money and somebody, I see somebody like they're hungry, I will.
So you'll give to needy and you'll help other people. And you'll also help your family and your friends.
Yeah.
I'll fly you on that. Caller at 5840. What would you do if I gave you $1 million? If you was to get $1 million right now, what would you do with the money? Caller at 5840. Okay. You said 5840. What?
I was thinking you called 5840. They didn't hear you.
They ain't saying nothing else. What about you, 8517? What would you do, Pat?
What I would do?
Yeah, what would you do if you got $1 million right now? What would you do with the money?
$1 million?
Uh-huh.
I'd pay my papers off for show, off the muscle. Then I'd move away from here, never be seen again. The rest of I came to speak on the radio.
You said the rest of it, you'll do what?
I came to discuss it on the radio.
I understand completely.
And then I'm gonna make that up. And jump right back to $1 million.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. they say, okay, I want to share with y'all something that's in the Bible about money. In 1 Timothy 16, it says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. What does that mean to you all on tonight? What does that one Bible verse mean to y'all on tonight?
Say it again.
It says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil." It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains.
Okay.
What do y'all think about that? Close the door. What do y'all think about that on tonight? I see everybody that got quiet when I said that.
I'm thinking.
That's very deep. It also says in Matthew 6:24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. It tells you right there in the Bible, right there. The Bible is the rule book to life, y'all. It tells you you cannot serve God and money. You have to make your choice. I mean, either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve money. You can't serve both. I mean, you can enjoy money because it's here. You need money to live. That's not a secret. But you can't serve both of them. You can't put money before God. And once you put money before God, then your life is a turmoil. It starts to turn around. And you find it very hard to sleep. You find it very hard to look. You got to get bodyguards. You have to get all kind of things when you get wealthy. So why are we so stuck on trying to get rich instead of trying to gain eternal life?
Because rich people, they have problems. They have even more problems. They live. They can take care of their bills and this, that, and the other, but they have more. I mean, the more money you have, the more problems you have also, a lot of times. You just don't hear about it because they don't. You just don't hear about it because they don't tell you. I mean, huh?
No, go ahead.
I say, and you just don't hear about it all until later because you hear a lot of rich people, a lot of them, commit suicide, or their kids commit suicide. You know what I'm saying? And like you live a lot of people in the suburbs, you hear young people killing themselves. You know, overdosing because they had that kind of money to where they just do all the dope they want to do, or whatever they choose to do. You know, like even far as getting killed in car wrecks or motorcycle wrecks because they got it like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so why are we striving to try to get this money that they killing themselves over? Have y'all stopped and thought about that?
Who is that talking, Reddy?
That's Peaches talking.
Hey, Peaches.
Hey.
It tells you right here in the Bible. Did she say something wrong, she said, Pratt?
Oh, no, she said, I was just wondering, I knew that voice sounded familiar. I was trying to see who that was.
It tells you right here in the Bible. It says, "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity." I mean, it tells you it's no secret to this stuff in the Bible. So you're not going to enjoy it when you get it. You're not.
But your phone is breaking up.
My best friend got a lot of money and she enjoyed
it. What did she do with her money?
Take care of her kids and pay bills and buy anything she wants.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to spend it. You can't take it with you.
She don't try to take it. She enjoys. You said you ain't going to enjoy it. I just said you will enjoy a lot of money.
No, I'm not saying you won't enjoy it. I'm saying, like, this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that money is a bad thing. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Money is not a bad thing. I'm saying the love of money, what people are doing for the money, is out of hand. You can't keep carrying on. If you're getting honest money, that's the only way you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
The people
fast money go fast.
See, the love of money, that just means like you'll do anything to get it. That's why they say it's the root of all evil.
Uh-huh. It's how you get it, too. Yeah, you right.
I don't know, but I used to rap, right? And I used to say, I say the root of all evil, there be people that thinking that it's money, but this game is so lethal, we murking our own people because of the love of this money. And you say, spraying each other down, and these other things, it's funny. And people laughing, you know what I'm saying? People are laughing. We killing each other over this money, you know what I'm saying? We murking our people for this money. I mean, killing each other for money. You know what I'm saying? I talked about it. I screamed it out in my songs. I mean, it's like, and people are just not noticing what's going on, the love of money. You know what I'm saying? They have all kind of songs that tell you for the love of money. You know what I'm saying? People are doing outrageous things for this money. And I mean, only if this money could just tell you that it's not worth it. I guess if money could talk, it would tell you itself that it's been through a lot. The money that's in your pocket right now will tell you all it's been through in order to just get to your pocket. So, I mean, hey, it's not a secret. I think that we all should just get in our Bibles and learn to love God, learn to love ourselves, learn to love people. God put people here for y'all to love. God put people here for us to love on one another, grow, and I mean to try to get, you know what I'm saying? He really put us here and set us to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? And since Adam and Eve messed it up, you know what I'm saying? Jesus came. He gave us a chance for this all over again. And I think that all of us, if anybody can hear my voice, right, I think that we should have taken a step towards trying to gain eternal life, you know? I mean, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Nobody in the world is perfect. But we all need to get together and at least try to take some step forward and try to make our life some form of success to just show God the appreciation that he deserves, because he do everything for us. I mean, without him, we would have nothing. And I mean, we should take that into consideration, that every day we wake up and he give us breath. You know what I'm saying? The air that we breathe is lovely. But we're walking, we're talking. Some people can't walk and talk, and we complaining. A lot of people complain about different things and not knowing that, not even stopping to just pay attention that at any time you can go, because people are going every day. You know what I'm saying? People are going in their sleep. People are going all kind of ways. People are getting killed. People are getting, I mean, it's a blessing to just be alive and be on this telephone, being able to even just share my thoughts and my feelings to you all on tonight. You know? So, with all that being said, I think that we all should just, this week, can we encourage one another and at least try to, at least one person this week, y'all call me back on this Friday. We hear every Friday night. Somebody call me back and let me know something positive that you did this week. I want somebody to go do something positive this week and try to encourage somebody else and try to let them know that life is worth living. And just encourage them to pick up the Bible, even if we don't go to church. Because, I mean, a lot of us say we don't like to go to the churches because churches, we have all kind of reasons why we don't go to the churches. We have all kind of reasons we don't go to the Kingdom House. We have all kind of reasons we don't go to these places. We say we can worship in our own homes. We say that we don't want to go to the church, hand slipping and our hair stepping out of the church. God don't complain on us. He didn't complain. He's not complaining on us. He knows that we're doing stuff wrong. He's watching us do stuff wrong all day long. But he's still giving us another chance. We wake up every morning. We should be thankful.
He knows what we do before we do it.
Yeah, they say he knows what we do before we do it. Mm-hmm. I believe that. But he also gives us choices. And some of us make the wrong choices. And I mean, whether it's right or wrong, he still give us a way out. Even if we choose the wrong thing to do, he still give us a way out. And I mean, that's not amazing. He give us a way out. It's always, when you choose the wrong road, he always give us a way out. And it's up to us to take it or not. But nobody's paying attention to their way out. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, we have 2 minutes left on this show. And I would just like to say thank you all for calling in to Street Talk, and we're here every Friday night. And if y'all want to just take a look, we're on Facebook. If y'all would look us up, we have Street Talk on Facebook. Add us as a friend, and probably share that Street Talk is on every Friday night. I would like some other people to come on live and speak with us on Friday nights as well. And I would like to thank you all for calling in. Really appreciate you all for calling.
Thank you.
Do anybody have any announcements they would like to make up tonight? Any announcements? I would like to pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, Michael, thank you for blessing us to come on tonight and have a show and encourage each other. And just speak out on some of the things that's going on in our lives. Lord, please help us and shield us where we're going. We are going to go into our week, and we're going to start another week out. And I would like to say thank you, Father God, and just shield us and encourage us and help us stay strong. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen. Y'all have a good night. Thank
you
for calling Street Talk. Call back next Friday. We'll be on from 8 to 9 o'clock, and we'll have a special guest on next week. Again, we're live every Friday night from 8 to 9, 310-982-4126. Thank you all. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night, you guys. Thank you all for calling Street Talk. 310-982-4126.